5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big now during Menards Super Savings Sale. Brighten your home with a three-panel LED light bulb, now just $199. Stay warm with a hardwood firewood bundle, only $399. Stock up with Clorox All-Purpose Cleaner, just $299. A 16-pack of Zest bar soap is only $7.99. Hurry, these great deals won't last long. Sign up for Menards emails to get the weekly flyer plus exclusive daily flash sales right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
Notice, notice, this midweek mini was recorded several months ago and may not be up to date with current events. For fresh minisode uploads with every episode, head to patreon.com/chilluminatipod.
And welcome to Minisode 249. Tell me how to nutmax, Alex.
All right. We got
GQ. We're jumping in, huh?
You know you...
Nutmax me, Dave.
I just want you to go to this website because, like, I just want to read the article to you. It's so fucking crazy. Like, every sentence of it is crazy. I'm not going to read you the whole article, but this is at GQ. The fucking gif at the top of the page is, like, huge and hilarious. And this article, again, it's from GQ. It's by Charlie Sosnick. It's free to read. You can go check it out yourself. It's called Meet the Nutmaxers Obsessed with Shooting Bigger Loads.
Yeah.
Sign
me up, bro. I want bigger loads.
The article starts talking about, like, Isaac Newton poking himself in the eye.
More like Isaac Nutton.
You know how, like, Isaac Newton poked himself in the eye so that he could, like, discover about the eye and, like, just poked himself in the eye, which at great risk, you know, or
what
Salk used the polio vaccine on his family and stuff like that. And so that's how they want to contextualize this. Great moments in science. Before narrowing in onto the r/comebiggerloads subreddit, who have determined that a combination of
zinc. It really is just a fucking subreddit for everything.
Yes, they determined that a combination of zinc, pygium, L-citrulline, and lycithin is the holy grail of cum. And that's a quote. This is 47,000 visitors reading 600 posts a week, talking about things. This is what the art here. I'm just gonna give somebody this one to read.
No, you can read it.
No, you can read it. I'll let Mathis read it. Yeah, it's okay. You don't have to read it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here's a quote from Mathis.
There, 47,000 visitors are reading more than 600 weekly contributions concerning the best supplements for, apologies for what you're about to read, shooting ropes, monster loads, and Spider-Man-like webs. All methods for cum training for volume and how to turn your money shot into the big one. What turned all these men into citizen jizz scientists? A growing interest in male self-optimization, a pornified sense of what's normal, and a dearth of scientific consensus around the topic.
So basically what's happening is people are watching porn, which is already a sex fantasy, like in the way that John Wick is not what happens with guns usually.
Damn.
You know, like porn is like a cartoon version of sex, right? Already. It's not bad. It's not a subhuman art form, nothing like that. But it's not, it's an exaggeration. It's designed. It's cinema. Like people are, there's editing and, you know, there's things going on behind the scenes. It's not a depiction of reality, but people are watching it and feeling inadequate, of course, because that's what men do. As we learned today, in the Vampire of Sacramento episode. And then what they do is they go, well, let's see here. On the last disc of Final Fantasy VIII, I junctioned all the correct spells through my party until they were shining gold and floating in the air. And then I'd reflect 9 versions of a spell onto the boss and I would win. And they're taking that mindset and they're applying it to their penis. And
you think there's like an award out there for biggest load?
We just read the big one. I think it's all capital letters is what it is.
Oh, is that actually an award? Oh shit! I thought that was just them calling it a
bass. No.
If it isn't an award, they should make it.
Somebody said the big one, and you know it because it's a quote. This guy saw an ad. You know those Semenax ads?
No,
the ones where it's like fucking cum.
Oh. I 100% know this because there was an ad series featuring beaver. No, the beavers were a different thing.
It's literally like cum pouring. It's like a bunch of cum.
You live in the free world of California. I live in Texas. There's none of this shit out there.
Right. Well, the ad is cum pouring, and it's like it looks like a melted froyo. Like it's like trying to show you just how much cum you get. Right. And
cool.
So he's this guy who's 27. This guy Mike. Maybe a coincidence. I don't know. Guy's name is Mike in the article.
Hey, who knows?
He says he saw the ads. Mike. He thought it was bullshit, but then he goes on Reddit and he's like, what are these supplements about, though? And he gets like radicalized. And then he gets quarantined with his college girlfriend over the pandemic in his parents' beach house. And so started having sex all the time. And he felt inadequate because she had a strong libido and she wanted to be like cummed on. And he says, quote, here, this is for this one's going to be for Jesse.
I honestly have no idea what this has to do with Chilluminati.
I'm glad she's getting everything she wanted. She deserves a man who will try.
This is Jesse.
This is so out of left field. All right. I feel drained. I feel exhausted. I feel like I can't satisfy this girl. Mike remembers thinking after once or twice a day, not much is coming out. So he turned to supplements. Probably for like 6 months, I was experimenting with just different stacks, combinations of supplements. I would read about it on Reddit, Mike says.
So
important. Not me.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe it's not Mathis after all. But maybe it is. Basically, this is like a health trend. So this was in the wellness section of the GQ. Like
the wellness section should have been, yo, dude, you're banging twice a day. You're doing fine.
Yeah.
No shit.
Like, calm down, sir.
I just picked this up because I thought it was funny because it reminds me of like a type of person. Like, I'm from LA, right? Like, there's a type of person who's like very like podcast focused on their information, you know, which, as you know, from listening to this podcast, is dubious at best. The information that you get.
We're flawless. What are you talking about?
I don't know about that. But, The point is, like, I just thought this was an interesting article because it so clearly highlights how weird it is the way that people consume things. Like, this is like exactly the same behavior that you see on a Marvel subreddit. This is exactly the same behavior that you see on a UFO subreddit. It's the same exact, like, obsessive and weird, like, experimental behavior that you see on all these other types of subreddits. And I think here it's laid bare because I think the same driving factors of like inadequacy and like sort of like trying to optimize yourself and stuff run a lot of what's happening. Like Tommy Lee talked about pineapple juice and celery on Steve-O's podcast. That's like exactly the same people who talk about a lot of other dumb like fake news and fake science type shit. But this one is funny because it's literally about you jizzing, who can jizz the most. It's like a metaphor of itself. And I just thought that was fucking funny. There's a quote from Dr. Michael Eisenberg that says, "There is certainly a lot of interest in ejaculate volume. The data around supplements to improve it is mixed. There is data that certain supplements can improve semen quality. For men deficient in zinc, there's some suggestion it could help semen volume." It's just literally like a doctor being like, probably looks like it. And then like, I don't know, there's cum shot tests. There's just all this shit going on the internet, and none of it's really real, but it's all like, there's like a culture around it. And it's built on like hearsay between people that aren't experts, like building up a structure around something. And in this case, literally, who can jizz the most? And some of them are doctors, and like, it's not all bullshit, but it's all kind of like that, you know, that self-fulfilling sort of prophecy type thing where you sort of learn stuff to back up your thing. And then you kind of like connect those things automatically. I don't know. Just funny. And interesting, and I just thought I would bring it up because it's about cum, and it really is the shape of so many things that, at least when I do a lot of research into like internet-y scenes.
There would be no internet without cum.
Yeah, I do a lot of research into like weird fringe parts of the internet when I do like my episode sometimes, like the Cornerfest ones especially. And you just see this pattern of thinking and this pattern of like fanatic, like it's a cult, man. It's a cult about cum. It's a cum cult where they eat nutrients to try and make the most cum. It's crazy. And they just make it up as they go. I'm just saying. Interesting.
Chaos magic.
Yeah.
It's
the bad chaos magic that you,
it is. It is the dark side of chaos magic.
In the last episode.
It is.
Yeah.
Mine's not cum related. Is yours, Jesse?
No, I thought we were it's cum not. Thing.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I thought it was just a cum minisode.
No, I was just kidding.
I've got a UFO video for you, boys. The I don't know if you've been following, but the drone sightings have been continuing across the world. Not really in the U.S., but mostly in Europe.
It's getting crazy though.
Spain, like out in Spain, it was happening. This is actually from Spain from a day ago. This isn't an airport incident, but a bunch of orbs that were caught and recorded on camera.
Looks like a fucking constellation, bro.
Six. It doesn't. It
looks like Orion. It looks like Orion.
Right. And like they kind of float into place. It's interesting. This is from coast to coast, obviously. So it's not like it's, you know, the most vetted shit in the world. But this supposedly is from Spain from like literally a day ago. It's about it's about two minutes and 15 seconds. But first 15 seconds don't really count. And somebody recording these orbs from like across the coast, far away, that are like blinking, and somebody said drones, but people looked into it and said there was no drones or drone events, like in terms of like commercial drones doing like a
we're
drone
gonna like
show.
Do a drone maneuver in the area.
Yeah, there wasn't like any like performance being practiced for drones in the area at that time. Obviously, not saying I don't know what it is. It's interesting because it is like they're moving into place. They're like little white orbs that are moving into place and like blink out and blink in. I don't know. I don't know what it is. This is literally.
I feel like with this stuff, like as real as this could very well be, like the way drones work now and the amount of time that drones are in the air, it's like really hard not to just be like, yo, that looks exactly like some fucking drones, bro. Like the lights are like turning on and off, like turning back on, turning back off. It's like an open and shut explanation for what you're seeing almost. Yeah.
I agree with you. Like, for sure.
I will say it does look like they're kind of moving and teleporting almost a little bit towards the end of that video, but
it's hard to tell. Yeah, it's really hard to tell because the footage is also fucking ass.
And it starts to like zoom in for no reason towards the end. I don't know what that's about. Yeah.
No idea. I'm like, it's weird. But like, honestly, the bigger story is like beyond the UFOs, there are. So all through October, drone sightings have been happening across Europe. Through Germany, Scandinavia, early October, we saw the Munich airport in Germany experience repeated closures on October 3rd and 4th. Scandinavia, that's what we talked about in late September. Copenhagen and Oslo had the same thing. This happening everywhere still, and it's still going on, and nobody really has a fucking answer. And very similarly to when the drones were happening over the course of like a couple months here in New Jersey and everywhere else, like, it's like being reported on, but not really followed up on. And like, everybody just kind of being like, don't talk about it.
Are we not feeling the paranoia from that? Like, is it not just like genuinely?
Especially with just where global tensions are, you would think you'd want to like.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do something. Like, I don't know. I don't really know, but I don't know. Like, it's fucking weird that the drones are picking back up, but this time it's not really in the US.
Right. But that makes it feel more terrestrial almost. Like they understand national borders or something, you know?
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah, or they're China's and Russia's. The only logical conclusion I could make of that, and the reason I'd say it's theirs, but the reason we're not shooting them down, is because if you're flying them over areas where like civilians are, shooting them down would mean possibly killing somebody from it landing on them. You know, like there's that aspect of it where like
doesn't seem to be stopping us from shooting shit. You know,
sure. Like, yeah. But I remember, do you remember back when they were happening on the US soil, the government said, don't shoot at the drones.
Right.
Because people were pulling guns and doing TikToks of like going shooting after them drones, and shooting at the drones. Like, so like, I don't know. It's weird. So yeah, I don't know. It's still going on. Keep your eye. I imagine this will vanish faster than the other drone story goes. And I do not think it's a fucking distraction from anything because it's not distracting from anything.
You know what, though? The EU, at least, is a lot more sensible in general in its like governing and paying attention to things and the seriousness of things. And I trust them more as a general body to like pay attention to it if it's serious and scary.
Well, the interesting thing is if you go and like look at how other governments around the world treat the UFO things, really the US, China, and Russia are the three that are extremely protective over every aspect of it, where right. Canada, a lot of Europe is not. They're protective of shit like the Rendlesham Forest incident and stuff, but like they're also way more willing to be like, we don't know what these are. Yeah, we need to research them. They like openly will say, they don't say aliens, they won't go that far, but they do say whatever these things are, we need to figure it out.
Which is a very reasonable stance, I think, even for a skeptic.
Yeah, I wish fucking America would do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think when something like that's happening, it's at least reasonable to be like, yeah, you know what? It makes sense that it is scary. That is a scary thing, and we will be looking into that because that is weird.
Because we are in the era where, like, yeah, even if the camera can't get like fine details, everybody has a camera, and we're catching a lot of things on camera that nobody's like saying anything about. So anyway, there you go. UFOs in Spain from a few days ago. Whether those are real or not, or I don't know, but the drones are also still happening. So you know, keep your eye on that. Jesse, finish this off like a good nutmaxer would.
I would love to. Well, this has been over a bunch of different science websites over the last couple of days. It's super interesting, but not new. Okay. I don't know why it's being reported on a bunch, but it is, and I think it's interesting and worth talking about. So in 1927, a British team of scientists decided to test telepathy. And their theory was that perhaps you could use radio waves, which were all the rage in 1927, to connect with another person's brain.
I feel like we're finally at the point, too, with radio waves, where we can finally say the Fermi paradox is a little outdated, assuming only everybody uses radio waves as like the highest form of communication when we're starting to unlock quantum understanding.
Sure.
Continue.
At the heart of the experiment, Sir Oliver Lodge was basically trying to make a name for himself in wireless telepathy. He was like a spiritualist. He was, you know, focused on human consciousness, that kind of thing. And he was backed by the Society for Psychical Research.
We've talked about them on episodes.
I used to love checking out one of their books from the Los Angeles Library, like main branch that looks like it's from like a Beverly Cleary book or some shit. Oh,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Enfield scary. Poltergeist, I think, is where we talked about them.
And yeah, basically they were paying for the answer to the question, could the human mind send signals just like a radio transmitter? And so, and this I think is fascinating, one night, six volunteers were sealed inside a room in a building in London. Meanwhile, a BBC broadcast asked people to try and read their minds. I guess in the room, there were various prompts of things they could see, but they were shown things that were odd, shown things that were striking. They had playing cards, like a two of club or a nine of hearts. They had a print of a human skull. They had birds, scented lilac sprays, a weird mask, and a comico like bowler hat, things like that. And listeners were instructed to think of what they were seeing, focus on what was in that room, and write down and send in their guesses.
Interesting.
They received 25,000 letters in the following
Holy
days.
Shit.
That's funny.
People actually did stuff before the internet.
Yeah. And according to researcher VJ Woolley, who detailed the results, essentially only five people guessed the skull image. One person described a human head. Others associated lilacs with flowers. One person actually managed to think of the fact that there was like some weird mask, but they didn't know what kind of mask. 146 people guessed a person was present. 236 said someone was dressed up. 202 said there were hats in the room. And 73 mentioned masks or faces, which is all, I mean, like, it's okay. Another 499 mentioned everyone feeling amused. Though intriguing, no one really offered evidence of how they got to these things. They just said what they saw. And also, Woolley was like, yeah, we got a lot of failures, like a lot.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
There were a few correct guesses, but he's like, they are so within statistical chance that it doesn't, none of that makes any sense if it was, like, there's no way to really test it. With tens of thousands of letters, even a rare hit of everyone getting something correct. That didn't happen, but a lot of people got a lot of things correct. But, it, you know, it's more like coin flipping at that point.
Sure. Statistically, yeah.
Yeah. There were no controls for suggestibility or sensory leakage, that kind of stuff. The public nature of the broadcast may have had some bias because, you know, the comic nature of the whole thing. Yeah, yeah.
So anybody could who's like thought maybe too, like if it's just open to anybody.
Just to be a silly boy. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's not a real scientific study, but it is one that for the moment, at least then and now, proved pretty much to people that you can't detect things through the radio is what they were looking for. And that's what they found.
Yeah. It's interesting because it sounds like more like an exercise in remote viewing rather than like telepathy, because like you're like trying to picture the image that they saw,
sure,
which is fascinating. But like a lot like your, I think it was Minnesota you brought last week, Jesse, where the intuition thing was like 60% like pretty on or whatever it was. There's been some other, and I mean, other than the government studies, there's been other studies about telepathy where it always seems to fall within that range. About 60% of the people are right and they get like within right. And then it's like statistically significant, but never enough to say for certain. It's just interesting and enough for people to keep doing research for it. And if I'm going to come at it from the woo, if it is real, whether telepathy or remote viewing, if would you like to angle it not in a magic way, but a scientific way, my guess is it's something along the lines of touching like the foundational elements of quantum information, information that exists on a level of like of reality that like you can like the idea of a collective unconscious, all that other stuff. It feels like it's touching on like a quantum information theory or something, and that would make sense to me if you could like, and like a form of entanglement or passing information back and forth, and that's how it works. It's just,
it definitely like works narratively at the very best, at the very least.
Oh yeah, for sure. You could definitely do a ton of stuff with that.
Yeah.
But, okay, I now know why. This is actually pop. I was like, it's on so many websites. How's some dude who makes very popular YouTube videos literally made a video 3 weeks ago about this subject. And that is why October, like I was like, how is there an October 12th, October 5th, October 7th article? This is from 1927. Now I have my answer.
Algorithm articles.
Yeah, they all algorithmed and they so all copied weird. This guy's work.
Yes.
Gotcha. So
no, but there are really, really, really good studies you can read about that the government did for similar things, remote viewing, telepathy. That are all fascinating.
I mean, even go look up the Amazing Randy being like, I'll pay someone $1 million to prove that psychic stuff is real. Yeah. And no one took him up on it.
But yeah, yeah. It's all worth checking out.
There's, I mean, that's always an interesting thing. It's like, it really does make sense, but it's also like, I mean, is it necessary?
It's like Stephen Hawking with time travel.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same
thing. He's like, if you're time traveling, come to my party.
But maybe that's like dangerous, or maybe you're not supposed to do that. Or
but that would, that, and that, and that, that, that little time traveler party theory wouldn't work in a block universe.
Right.
Exactly. In a block universe, that wouldn't work.
Exactly.
But that's just string theory and block universe theory. Correct. We don't know. But I also like, yeah, like it's interesting that people who can seemingly do this with some reliability, or people who meditate, like the people who like spend their lives, yogis or whatever, like who just spend their lives meditating and like exploring themselves internally that can like achieve these kinds of like altered states of potential awareness, being able to generate heat in that kind of thing. I don't know. I find it fascinating. I do think on some level of quantum, like on a quantum information level, maybe there's something there, but we're so far away from understanding how to tap that, yet we're barreling forward with quantum computers anyway. You know, like, yeah, we just say that's always been humanity, though. We don't think about it. We just do it just first.
Fucking dumbasses with a big blunderbust shotgun falling
no
down.
One needs to fucking steal our pulmonary artery and stop us from doing this shit. Anyway, it's fascinating, though. I love this shit. So, yeah, well, that's it for us then. We'll be back next week. Thank you guys so much for being here, supporting us here at Patreon, and see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Nut Max to Supreme.